Miles, how much pride do you take in kind of being a stopper for your team, you know, when your team needs it to come out with a good outing like that?
I think it's one of the best feelings in sports to, you know, show up for your team when they need it. You know, this is a team game, but, you know, every game there's, you know, someone who you kind of got to lean on. And if you get to be that guy, or, you know, if it's Goldie hitting home runs, I'm sure that feels great. Anytime you can do anything to help your team, it makes you feel good.
I think the team's won 6 of your last 7 starts, 5 in a row. How much pride do you take in, like, always giving the team a chance to win those games?
That's all my pride. Yeah. That's all I'm here to do is, you know, yeah, I want my stat line to look good, but at the end of the day, if I go out there and start the game and we finish with the win, I'm pretty happy.
Miles, you're doing things over these last 4 or 5 starts that are really more indicative of you when you're at your best. Mm-hmm. Can you feel that shift from where you were in April to where you are now?
Yeah, yeah. The ball's kind of going where I want to. You know, I'm getting good weak contact. I'm throwing strikes early. I'm staying on the corners. We're playing great defense when the ball is in play. It seemed like early on things weren't bouncing our way, and now, you know, we're making great plays. Balls are bouncing our way. You know, the bloopers aren't dropping. They're getting caught, and a lot of that's just luck, you know, as far as, like, the bloopers and broken bad hits and things like that. But, you know, being more control of the game definitely has an effect, you know, on myself, and I think the team as a whole. You know, if you got a pitcher out there who's kind of rolling, the defense is more alert, and, you know, made some great plays today.
Well, 7-10 Ks, how much of that is a product of having all your pitches, you know, being able to throw your pitches at any time in the count?
Yeah, you know, it was big. You know, I had a couple big strikeouts with guys on base today. You know, staying on the corners, keeping guys off balance, you know, it's a good recipe for success.
Breaking ball, well, I guess both of them, was that something that you just felt was working, or was that partially, you know, they got some aggressive hitters in the lineup taking advantage of that?
Yeah, they got some aggressive hitters, good fastball hitters, but being able to command both breaking balls is, you know, something that I usually do really well. So if I can, you know, change speeds and change eye levels with that, you know, the curveball's big there, and, you know, keeping lefties honest in with cutters and, you know, getting up, you know, getting righties to roll over. Those are both big pitches for me.
You faced a lot of aces last year, but when you're going against Greinke, is that fuel the fire just a little bit more at all? I know you're not facing him, but you're kind of going against him.
Yeah, he's an intense competitor. You know, he's been in the major leagues a long time. He's had some great seasons. He's still a fantastic pitcher. You know, he had us baffled for most of the game. And, you know, when you're going up against guys like that, I mean, you know, I don't know, you know, if he's a Hall of Famer or not. I'm sure he's pretty close. You know, he'd probably get my vote. He's got a lot of Cy Youngs, Gold Gloves. He's a really talented guy. But anytime you're going up against, you know, a guy with a name like that, you know, makes you want to do good. Makes you want to impress. Uh-huh. You know, I'm getting to be one of the older guys in the mm-hmm. league. So when I face guys that I watched on TV, you know, mm-hmm. yeah. I want to impress him. When I go home, I'm like, oh, you know, Michael's looked pretty good. You know, hopefully he's going back. I know, you know, Michael's looked pretty good today. Yeah. So, you know, that'd be nice.
What's the difference in your particular stuff, I guess, when you do get a lot of strikeouts as opposed to nights you don't? Is there something tangibly different?
It's probably mostly location. You know, a little extra bite on the curveball and, you know, just making sure I get that fastball at the top of the zone when it needs to be. You know, I have a tendency to overthrow fastballs and pull them down into the zone. It's kind of how my delivery usually works. So I end up getting ground balls or pop-ups instead of the swing and miss. And, you know, if guys are going to chase the curveball, that's going to be big for me.
So has that changeup made you a different pitcher? Like, it's something you kind of stumbled upon, but
yeah,
has it changed you?
I don't know if it's, you know, changed me a whole lot. You know, I've been throwing a changeup a little bit last year and, you know, a different one early this year, but it gave me, you know, a little more confidence to have a pitch that's really moving away from lefties, that's given them something else to really think about. And, you know, anytime you can give hitters more to think about, I think that's a good thing.
Miles, can you assess where the team, where was it at the beginning of the month as opposed to now where you guys have made up so much ground in the standings?
Yeah, you know, we were in a deep, dark place early in the month. You know, we're in a team meeting kind of place, you know, where we had to kind of get together and, you know, assess things and kind of decide, you know, who we wanted to be as a team and kind of what we wanted to do and where we were going. And we've definitely turned around, but I think we've still got a lot better ball to come our way. You know, we got some guys starting to swing the bats. We're playing great defense. Our pitching's coming around. You know, I think our best ball is still to come.
Did you hobby for the ninth inning at all?
No, I got a little blister on my finger on a slider I threw there at the end, it's not going to be a problem. But you know, you don't want to force those things. And it was the first warmer game I've had, so I was sweating a lot, a little tired. But I had a little bit left in the tank. But we got these off days coming up, so it's a good chance to get out of there early after eight and get some rest.
Miles, this is a little bit of an odd start with a couple base runners happening in weird ways in the first, mm-hmm. but how much did you get confidence from being able to work around that and kind of parlay into the rest of the outing?
Yeah, that's big. Getting out of a jam early is big, and, Donnie throwing that guy out's huge. Those are the kind of plays that just make me think, hey, if I keep doing what I'm doing here, and, we're playing good defense today, and I'm getting good calls, I got good stuff that I figured I could have a pretty good game.